This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. Former President Donald Trump campaigned in Waukesha Wednesday, but there was a strong Milwaukee element to his message. The presumptive GOP presidential nominee spent much of his 90-minute speech at the Waukesha Expo Center trying to tear into President Joe Biden's economic record. Trump noted the Master Lock plant in Milwaukee recently closed.
And sent their jobs to Mexico and China. Does everyone know that? Master Lock, that was a staple of your state, and they closed down. That would never have happened with me. I would have told them, if you're going to do that, that's fine, but we're going to pay 100% tariff on any lock you make to send them. You can't do that.
Master Lock, in a statement last year, said the Milwaukee closing was not a reflection on the Milwaukee workforce, but moving work overseas was an opportunity to enhance its supply chain, maximize potential growth, and maintain competitiveness. The company said nothing about any U.S. policies. Trump, in Waukesha, also contended inflation is driving up food prices to the point that the Milwaukee vegan restaurant, run by Shauna Gray, is facing a financial struggle. Gray then took the stage.
None of us can continue to go with the Biden administration. We definitely need to make this house party over.
President Biden's reelection team replied that unemployment was higher under the Trump administration than under Biden, that Trump vastly overpromised on the Foxconn development in Racine County, and that Trump wants to cut taxes again to help billionaires. The Biden-Harris campaign held a morning news briefing in downtown Waukesha, mainly to highlight Trump's boasts that his Supreme Court nominees helped end Roe v. Wade protections for abortion rights. But at that event, Danielle Scampini-Lynn of the group Motherhood for Good said not only do women need a fundamental freedom to control their bodies, but need more pro-family economic policies that conservatives generally oppose.
Things that would actually support families like mine would be universal pre-K, childcare, bringing back the child tax credit.
Scampini-Lynn says common sense gun reforms would also help families. She spoke a couple hours before police in Mount Horeb killed an armed juvenile male who law enforcement says was threatening a school. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.